Welcome on the call, welcome on the call, welcome on the call. Hallelujah. Tonight is a strategic night. Tonight is a night of power. So I want to welcome you on this call. I want to welcome you on this call, and I also want to let you know that we are here for prayer. And if or anytime you feel that in your heart, and you want to talk to someone in your household or anyone around you, please put your phone on mute. There is a mute button on every phone, so please put your phone on mute. Tonight is a prophetic night. The Holy Spirit is going to meet us, and we are going to go in, and we're going to intercede. Hallelujah. But before I do that, I want to invite the Holy Spirit. I want to invite the Holy Spirit in this place. Hallelujah, Jesus. If you would just lift your hand with me, just lift your hand with me to the heavens. Just lift your hands with me right now to the heavens. Just lift your hands with me right now to the heavens and invite the Holy Spirit in your place. Invite the Holy Spirit in your surroundings. Wherever your location, invite the Holy Spirit in. Spirit of the living God, we come today. And we bow before your Holy Heavenly Father. If we have sinned, we ask you right now, Father, to cleanse us in the blood of Jesus. Cleanse us in the blood of Jesus. That way we can come boldly to your throne. Clean, cleanse, and whole, that we can seek mercy in the time of need. So today we come, Father God, strategically in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Welcome you today, Holy Spirit, in our lives. Welcome you, Holy Spirit, that you will lead us and guide us. Welcome, Holy Spirit, that everything that we do today will be done in order. Hallelujah, Jesus of Nazareth. Father, we welcome you. We give you praise. Father, we welcome you. We give you worship. Father, we welcome you. We welcome, we welcome you. We welcome you, Father. Let everything that is done tonight be done in order, God. Anoint our lips of clay, Lord Jesus. Anoint our lips of clay, Lord God. That we may be able to speak on the realm of the Spirit, and that the answers that we receive, that they will be strategically placed upon our lips. Father, now we pray. Use me tonight, Father, to minister to your people. Let the anointing of God come down upon me tonight, that I may be able to hear what you have to say, and I'll be able to release it to your people. Father God, I pray for the ones that are online tonight and the ones that were not even able to make it, and they're going to hear it. Video conference, video call. Father, we thank you. Praise you. It's not really video, it's audio. Go in and play the audio and hear what was said tonight. And what the Holy Spirit is going to do tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Your word declare, oh God. And if I'm praying in the Spirit, oh God, and if there's no interpretation to what I'm praying, Father, in a known tongue, Father, and building up my spirit, man, today I come, Father God, watch now, anoint now. Cleanse now. Deliver now. Set the captive free now. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit come down now upon your people. In the name that is above every single name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. If you're thirsty tonight, if you want to get a drink from heaven, I was just praying that the Spirit of God said, get yourself some water. Last week we did communion and we finished our fast. Get yourself some water and drink it. Drink some water. Will it be like the presence of the Holy Spirit with you? Oh God, let it cleanse you from the inside out. Oh God, I thank you tonight, Father. I praise you tonight, Father. And I worship you. Amen. Once again, I said welcome. Welcome tonight. Welcome tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6. Verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on an old armor of God that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy or the devil. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness in this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, oh God, where we have the old armor of God, that we may be able to stand in evil days, having done all, stand therefore, having your loins girt with the truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness. Father, we thank you tonight. Right standing with you, Father. Father, we thank you tonight. Holy Father, we worship you tonight. We thank you for your peace tonight. We thank you, Father God, that we walk around with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father. We worship and praise you tonight. Today, as I was in my quiet time, I heard this song. And I'm telling you, it was something else. And I want us to listen to this song. Oh, Mama Rama. What would I gain? Glory to God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, glory. You are the matter, God. You are all that matters, Holy Father. Jesus.
It's just a car. I'll give them all to you. Is it the name or is it the fame? I'm nothing without you.
Jesus.
What would have become of me?
Jesus. Jesus.
Now I've come to realize that you are all I am.
Jesus. Oh, mama, mama. Jesus. Oh, I worship you, Jesus. Jesus. All the matter, you're all the matter. Worship you, Jesus. Worship you, Jesus. Ayayayama. Worship you, Jesus. Oh, glory. Worship you, Jesus.
If it matters to you tonight,
Jesus,
can you lift up those hands and speak in other tongues and blast in other tongues,
Jesus,
as you worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one who made all things new, the one who made it possible for us to be here today.
Oh, I'm a takuraba. Jesus. Father God, I worship you. Oh, I worship you, Jesus. Oh, I worship you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus. Worship you. I worship you. Worship you. Oh, hallelujah. Worship you, Jesus.
Can you lift up your hands and begin to speak in other tongues tonight? I wish you can say,
Jesus.
Oh,
worship, worship, worship.
If it's all that matters to you, tell him that silver or gold cannot take his place. Tell him sweet things tonight. I thank God for those who are worshiping.
Worship, 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 you. You're all that matter, Jesus. Set your reign as Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. You're all that matter, God. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you, Lord.
As for me and my household,
we worship you. We worship you, Jesus.
No matter what men bring to me, oh, shut up at your mouth.
We worship you, Jesus.
Shut up at your mouth.
Oh, Ramakora.
The
fire, let your fire come down, God. Let your fire come now, Jesus. Fire come, no Lord. Saturate us, oh God. Yes, God, you're all that matter. You're all that matter, Lord Jesus. We lift our hand before you today, God. And we worship your holy name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The power of God is so heavy in this place.
Now
begin to talk to God. Now begin to tell him what you need. Open up your mouth and let him fill you. Out of the bear, yet
Oh, mama. Any Numa. You all the matters, oh God. We worship and praise you. You all that matter, God. You all that matter, Jesus. You all that matter, Jesus. You all that matter, oh God. Hey, yeah, yeah, my kotororora. Yeah, 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 my kotororora, by yeah. You all that matter, God. You all that matter, oh God. Oh, my kate. You all that matter, Jesus. You all that matter, oh God. You all that matter. Hallelujah. You are all that matter. You are all that matter. You're all that matter. You're all that matters, oh God. You're all that matter. You're all that matter. You're all that matter. Oh, mama. Oh, my koraba. Yeah. Oh, you are all that matter, God. All I want is Jesus. All I want is the Holy Ghost. All I want is this kingdom. Be manifest on the earth. Oh, mama, mama, mama. You all that matter, you all that matter, oh God. You all that matter, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. God, I thank you. I thank you, God. You all that matter, God. You all that matter, oh God. You all that matter, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're all that matter, God. Just you and I, oh God. We just cry out to you tonight, God. You and all that matter. We come before you tonight. We come before you tonight, God. All I'm going to say, we come tonight. We come and we bow. Heavenly Father, we beseech you. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the joy because it's our strength. We thank you for your righteousness tonight. Everlasting kingdom, kingdom reign. Father, we come. We cry out. We thank you for your holy presence. We thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We thank you that it breaks yoke. Eraba. Eleba. Ayayayamuku. We thank you as you release yourself tonight, Father. As you speak to the massive tonight, Father. The lives will be changed. Supernatural. Sickness will be gone. supernaturally. Thank you, Father. All glory to God. Thank you that the anointing of the Holy Spirit break every yoke. Thank you that we listen to you tonight, Father. Thank you that we cry out, we call out your name tonight. We say, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy. Have mercy. You died 2,000 years ago on the cross, Jesus. And you sent back the Holy Spirit. So we welcome you tonight, Holy Spirit of the living God. We welcome you to position yourself. We welcome you to show up. We welcome you to open blind eyes. Speak to deaf ears and open it. We welcome you to watch over our mouths. Give us the information that we need to speak. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Anoint our hands. That when we lay them on the sick, they shall recover. Anoint your mouths. Then when we speak, the atmosphere will change. Anoint, Holy Father. Anoint, Holy Father. Minister, Holy Father. Open up the windows of heaven, Holy Father. And pour out now a blessing upon us, Father, which you already did. But we just walk strategically into it tonight, Father. Malos te makoriaba. We are blessing our city. We are blessed going in. And we are blessed coming out. The blessings of the Lord run after us. Overshadow us and overtake us. Father God, your word declare that you will not do nothing unless you show it first to the prophet. So tonight, Lord God, as a prophet to the nation, I come and I yield myself that you may be able to minister through me tonight, Father. That your presence will be known. That the Spirit of God will come alive. Fire of the living God, consuming fire. Come now and charge the atmosphere. Come now and charge the phone line. Come now and charge every single different individuals. Come now and charge family members. Come now and charge husband and wives. Come now and charge supervisors. Come now, Father, and charge every single person that need to be charged, Father God. Give them a change of heart.
Wake the trumpet. Sound the trumpet in Zion. Wake it up, wake it up, wake it up now. Zion awake. Zion awake, Zion, 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 awake Zion, awake Zion, awake and put my words in your mouth, Zion. Awake, putting my words in your mouth, Zion. Awake, let your lips be charged with my word, Zion. Zion, let your lips be charged, let your lips be charged with my word. Oh, Zion, Zion, awake. Wake, Zion, awake. Wake, Zion, awake. Put your hand over your belly. Zion, put your hand over your belly. Zion. Receive, receive the anointing of the Holy Ghost, Zion. Zion, awake, Zion, awake. Wake Zion, wake Zion. Wona musta nani, Zion, awake. Awake, awake, awake. March, march. Take up your candle and march, Zion. The time has come to march. The time has come to march. Wake up from your sleep. Wake up from your slumber. Zion, awake. Zion, awake. Move now. Move now. Move now. Zion. I see the water of God. I see the water of God coming down from heaven to quench his children of whatever they're going through, to wash them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. I see deliverance, sanctification, restoration. I see it. Zion. My. Take it. Zion. Zion. The fire of God. The fire of God is all over you. Zion. That is cleaning. That is cleansing. That is washing. The fire of God is the tranquil of God. And it comes to shake every single thing in your family. To shake every single thing in your life. It is going to be a change. Effective immediately. Zion. 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 Wake. Wake Zion. Wake Zion. Wake up Zion. Wake up Zion. Wake up Zion.
You have got the glory, Jesus.
Wake up Zion, wake up Zion, wake up Zion, wake up Zion. Bakalamo shotola makandolo bo city. Remakonda la 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 bostara. Wake up Zion. Father, we give you thanks. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you worship. Father, we give you praise. 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 I am going to mute the line. I am going to mute the line. The Father is ministering tonight strategically. And I want you to hear what the Father is saying. I want you to hear what he's saying. Kalamo. Kiramakui mai. I want you to hear. Awake Zion. Awake. Trim your lamb. Awake now, O Zion. Awake now, O Zion. What the Father is doing, he told me that tonight was going to be a night of the prophetic. And I just want to be obedient to what he's trying to say. I want to be obedient to what he's trying to say.
tonight, he's trying to let us know that we have to get ourselves in order. We have to get our homes in order. We got to get us in order. We have to spend time with his word. He wants to minister to us. He wants to show us what's going to take place. He wants to do this. It is a call for Zion tonight. It is a strategic call tonight. It is not only a call for prayer, but it's a call to get close to the King. It's a call to be quiet before him. It's a call that Zion must respond to him. You gotta go to him. You gotta forget about every single thing else around you. And you gotta go to him. You gotta talk to him. You gotta talk to him. I see the fire of God. And if you would stretch your hand out, the fire of God, when it comes to take every single thing that the enemy tries to bring, every demonic powers and source, every foul spirit that's not of God. He has given us power to thread upon scorpion. If everything of the enemy, Luke 10:19. Zion, listen. He has called you out of your mother's womb by name, strategically for his plan. Wake up, Zion, wake up. Behold, I give unto you power to thread on scorpions, serpents, and of all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by means, any means, hurt you. 1 John 1:8. You're all that matters. You're all that matters. You're all that matters. 1 John 3:8. You're all that matters, God. This is why we were man. The Son of God was manifest. He was manifest to destroy the works of the enemy. Saints of the living God. Saints of the living God. Cry out to him tonight. Cry out to him tonight. He's all that matters that we were singing, the song we're singing tonight. Just you and him. Just you and him. Just you and him. Ayala bukuti lebasat. Let the water come now. Let the water come now. Let the water come now. Let the water washes you. From the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. See that water washes. See that water cleansing you right now. Moving you from generation to generation. That everything that the enemy has brought upon you, before you even get on the phone, that is broken. Any sexual sin, any incest, anything, any spiritual witchcraft that's in your life, any poverty spirit, Anything that the enemy called out and you know it's, break it tonight. Break it tonight. He's all that matters and he wants to use us. What is coming down the pike, he wants us to be ready that we will be fit for his use. This is not work because he already take care of it. But he wants to use us strategically. This is not the work of a man, but this is the work of the Holy Spirit. He's all that matters in our life tonight. Hallelujah. I see you walking through the valley. The shadow of death and fear no evil because it will not touch you. No lying tongue that raise up against you. It shall not come near you on your generation. It will be condemned, and everything that the enemy has brought up against you tonight or the day before, or even before you get on the phone, it is condemned. The blood of Jesus is on you. The blood of Jesus is in your home. I stretch forth my hand right now, and the anointing of the Holy Ghost gone out through the ear wave. And the airways, it's all that matters. Holy Spirit of the living God, come now and touch and saturate husband and wife. Let them be one, Lord God. Children coming back to their parents, let they be one. Husband and wife taking care of their home. All that matters. Let the river flow. Let the river flow tonight. Go in and get a cleanse right now. Go in and get a cleanse right now. See yourself being washed from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Cry out right now prophetically to him and thank him that it's done. He's all that matters. Oh, la makoraba. Remangola soturia babaraba. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise and worship. Father, we give you praise and worship. Father, we give you praise and worship. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me bow my head. Let me close my eyes. Let me hear what the Father has to say. The day when I called you, the day when I spoke to you and tell you that I want you to minister, that day is now. That day is now. Seek my face, not my hand. Seek my face. Let me lead and let me guide. I need you to listen. I need you to hear. I've called you out of your mother's womb by name for a purpose, for this day, for this hour, and for this plan. Remnant of God. Remnant of God. Remnant of God. Do what I told you to do. I have waited long enough. I have waited long enough. I have waited long enough. Life is in the balance. They're waiting for you. This is a warning. Get with me. Talk to me. Forget about the things of the past. Run to me today. Run to me now. Shakola babara. Kandula base teleba. Some pastors, some teachers, some evangelists. The fivefold ministries on the line. Kesha talarabo sotoraba. Prophetic ministries on the line. Apostles are on the line. Business entrepreneurs are on the line. Shakula baba umba kulaba. Having your own business are on the line. I talked to you about some stuff and you did not do it. Get with my program. They call it a vision board. Write it down. We call it a backup tool. Write it down. I want you to look it over. Though it tarry. It will not. It will not anymore because it's here. It's here. It is here. Shambo makalalala. Kanalala mosate. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh God, oh God. Lie mahina. My. Mama me, mama ma. Oh, Ramama kala. Mala mo shoto laba. Korama ko ma sete. Oh, my God. Hold me in the palm of your hand, Lord. Hold me in the palm of your hand, God. Hold me in the palm of your hand. Kaya mama ma. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. And the appointed time is now. But at the end, it shall speak, and it's speaking now. It's not a lie. It was tarrying before. You waited long enough. The time is now. Abaka 2. Write the vision down. And you already write it down, and it was plain. And you know it. Give it to him. He's the one that called, and he's the one that's going to provide. Abaka 2. Mama, 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 mama. Abaka 2. Mama, 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 mama. Write it down. Abaka 2. And I would read 1. And 1-4. I'll read 1-4. Karama mama kolaba. I would read 1-4. I would read 1-4. I would read 1-4. I would read 1-4. Karama mama kolama sete. Karamasta nekosha. I would read 1-4. Abaka 2. And I would read 1-4. Father, I give you praise. Father, I give you worship. My sekeste master kola, my Rama. Well, now I'm going to open back up. I'm going to open back up. The prophecy was for us. The prophecy was for us. Lord, I give you worship and praise. Lord, I give you worship and praise. The prophecy was for us. The time is now. The time is now. Ramalo koste kere. Ramola mashate. Ramola makirera. I have opened up the phone line. Kina mustoria makite. Marama. Do what the Father told you to do. Do not tarry. Do not tarry. Do not tarry. Father God, I give you thanks. Let Abaka to look it over. The natural world called it a vision board. My Lord. My Lord. This is our vision board. I had it here written down in here, March 15, 2015. And I have Numbers 28, 19 right next to it. God is not a God that he should lie. Numbers, is it Numbers 28? Let me look. Let me make sure it's Numbers 28. Or Numbers 20, I think it's Numbers 23, 19. Let me check it out. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Numbers, I think it's Numbers 23:19. Well, let me look, because I didn't have that in my notes. And I want to make sure when I'm giving out these scriptures that they matches. God is not a man that he should lie. Neither he's not going to repent. If he said he's going to do it. And whatever he says he's going to do, he'll do it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, this day we come. Father, this day we come We prepare our hearts because you said it was going to be a night of the prophetic. And if the individual come in late tonight, what they have to do is to go. And I believe my husband is going to put it up by tomorrow, the next day. You'd be able to go in and you'd be able to listen. You'd be able to listen to the prophecy from the start of the conference to when I'm going to finish. Even though we come to pray tonight, the Father told me today it was going to be a prophetic utterance. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bow now before you. And we thank you with one accord, Father God. We worship you tonight. We worship you tonight in the beauty of your holiness. We worship you tonight. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Let everything that I breathe praise your holy name. Let everything that I breathe cry out to you tonight. We bow before you. And we thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit of the living God. The Spirit that comes to change. The Spirit that comes to create. The Spirit that comes to show us things to come. The Spirit of the living God. As we bow before you, we thank you, Lord Father, that your fire, the presence of your fire, will come and it will minister to us from the inside out. This is something that we cannot put together. This is something that we can't do. So we can only trust you to work through us. We can only trust you to lead and to guide us. We can only trust you. Man can't do what you can do. But Father, if they trust you, you will use them. You will give them information. You'll open up doors that no man cannot shut. And you'll close the one that's need to be closed. Father, now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I am going to open this phone line. And if you have a testimony tonight, you could come forward and you could give your testimony. If you need prayer, we could pray tonight for you. Go ahead and give your testimony if you have a testimony. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No one have a testimony? I want to say thank you, Lord God, for waking me up this day. Thank you, Lord God, for opening up the windows of heaven that I have blessings following me because I have life and I have it more abundantly. So today I thank you and I praise you. Praise you for giving me information that I may be able to speak. I thank you, Father. I thank you that I have eyes to see. I thank you, Father. Thank you for my mouth. Thank you for my hand and my feet. Thank you, Father, for watching over me. Taking away pain out of my knees and let me walk upright before you. Thank you, Father God.
I have a testimony.
Wait a minute. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Father, I give you thanks and I give you praise. I give you thanks and I give you praise, Father. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Go ahead, dear. You said you have something to say. Go ahead.
Yes. I have a testimony.
Praise God. Go ahead.
My ears have been ears, things that have been plaguing me. And especially one Psalms. And I keep on saying, they are a liar. They are a thief, they are a robber, and other things that happen. And I didn't tell but one person in Florida, nobody around here, I did not say to, not even my wife. I bear it. around me is so much black blood. Jim Crow come round. As the day came light, the black blood them swarm me house.
No, oh boy.
Everywhere them come to, them swarm me house, and I didn't say nothing.
Hallelujah.
And when Sister Ruth called me up and start to talk about these things, I hush my mouth and I start to squeeze my big toe. I start to say, God Almighty, where she getting me something from?
Jesus.
But let me say, you underline, these are true things. What she says to me is true. And I'm saying to you now, for weeks and weeks, the black for them gone. This morning, one of them come back. I get him at the big chief. And I said, And when I says, take up your bed and go, don't leave here. Don't leave it here. Take it up and go. I don't know where that one gone to.
The
sins of God is my testimony. I am telling you, I'm waiting for the rest of them because they tell so much lie for me.
Mm. Yes. Jesus.
Never done.
Mm.
They tell them a this, them a that.
Jesus.
So many lies.
Jesus.
Lie. Wicked.
Hallelujah.
So I can say, thank God.
Jesus.
That Jesus Christ can put it in her, in her wisdom to tell me these things. And when I call her up and start to explain to her, she says she don't know nothing about it. She never know what she talk about, but I can say that happened. And it is the living truth what she say within the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
That is my testimony.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Amen.
Lord God. Amen. Amen, Father. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for setting all captives free. We thank you that the enemy has no power and no authority over us. We thank you that as we walk strategically before you, we walk in the power and the might of the Holy Spirit. Satan has no power and no authority. We walk because the blood of Jesus covers us from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet, and we are kingdom builders. We are kingdom people, and we're here because the Spirit of God called us, anoint us, and released us to get this job done. He said, when I leave, I'm going to send you the Comforter. The Comforter is going to lead you. The Comforter is going to guide you. The Comforter is going to show you things to come. So today, we want the Holy Spirit, not man's spirit, but we want the Holy Spirit to lead and to guide. We want to speak only what the Spirit of God said for us to speak. Nothing else. Nothing else but it's what he says. So tonight, anybody else have any prayer report, like getting on? Go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, hi, it's Julian.
Hi, baby.
Thank you. You know, God. I'm on the line. My name is Julian, and Pastor Ruth is my mentor. She's my spiritual mom. And Saturday, you know, I had a baptism. Three people give their life to God. So praise be to God.
Praise God.
I've near my mom and this other lady. And it was supposed to rain, and the Lord held the rain up. And after the baptism, the rain came down and everybody came into my house. You know, we were just having a meal. And then afterwards, the power of God came into my house. And, you know, just everybody was just screaming out. I was on the floor. And just to see the power of God, it's real. So, you know, I just want to give, you know, God thanks. And just, I have to just give the testimony that, you know, God is real and God is doing stuff in this season, this time. And thank you, Pastor Ruth. Thank you for everything. Thank you for being my mentor. Thank you for being my spiritual mom. Because you know what? You're helping me go into the next level with God. And I thank you.
I thank the Lord Jesus. And the best is yet to come. He's going to use you mightily. He's going to use you. Remember when you're in Jamaica, I see you walking up and down with your hand on your head and said, you're saying to yourself, what's happening to me? Am I going crazy? He said, you're not going crazy. I was showing you things. I see you walking up and down and said, Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy. Because they would have think that you're a mother woman. They call those people in Jamaica mother woman, Lord, yeah, woman. No. You're a prophetic woman. You're a woman of the prophet, your prophetic calling and anointing from your mom's womb come up on you. So when you come out, you just have to be seasoned and let the Holy Spirit use you, not man. Man can't do nothing for you, but the Holy Spirit who called you and anoints you, and that Abaca too is for you.
I know.
That's one of your scripture? That's one of your scripture that you love?
No, but when he was prophesying, you know, it touched me because the Lord been speaking to me. And
yeah.
I know this is a season. I know, you know, I got to do his work. And it's true. When I was in Jamaica from ever since I was a child, I could, you know, I would always speak to God and I could see stuff. And I was like, God, I don't belong here. Something, you know, I would just speak stuff into existence.
Yeah, I see you walking.
What happened?
I see you walking on even the side of the road. Like, look like it's like a brown dirt, and you're walking on the side of the road with your hand in your head. Feel like you want to get away. Like you just want to run and scream because you couldn't take it. But I want you to know, when those things come upon you, I want you to breathe it in, and I want you to take it because you're going to go from precept to precept. That means from level to level. Man can't do this. This is from the Holy Spirit. And I want you to spend time with him. I want you to start every single day. I want you to get up and I want you to speak in a known tongue. Because what he's going to do is going to build you up. And he's going to minister to you at nights. And I want you to take your pencil and your paper. And when you get up out of your sleep, if you even have to go into the bathroom, not to disturb your husband, take your pencil and start writing. Because he's going to give you strategic insight. You call it like an overbite. That means you're going to get a lot of information.
Yes.
So you're going to have to take a pencil and paper.
I don't sleep at night. You speak to me straight through. I don't speak at night.
Well, you're going to have to get some sleep, but I want to tell you, you got to get your rest. You got to get some rest. You got to get your rest. Ask the Holy Spirit to make you sleep, but he's still going to talk to you, but you still have to get your rest. It's very important. But he wants to talk to you, and he wants to give you information. Okay? So you have to rearrange some stuff to get some sleep. All right? You have to rearrange your stuff to get some sleep. You got to get out of your coffee drinking. I mean, coffee will make you keep running. You drink a lot of coffee?
Not really. No, the Holy Spirit speaks to me most of the night.
Okay, so what about the coffee? You don't drink coffee at all?
I stopped.
When did you stop? Recently? Because I see you drinking coffee.
Yes.
Oh, you just stopped recently? Okay, good. Well, he was talking to you about that then. Okay, good. All right, good. Okay. Well, just don't drink too much of it, okay? Because what it does is kind of make your heart race. Okay? I see your heart racing. Okay, I see your heart boop, 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 boop. So, instead of drinking coffee, try to learn decaf tea, cafe tea, you know, decaffeinated tea, like a little bit of mint or something like that. You know, or... Hey, you know, we have fever grass. Get some fever grass. Go over to farm, Kopako, Miss Chin. Google the name fever grass. I don't remember the name of it, what they call it. Google it and drink it. Drink it with ginger. I see ginger. See a lot of ginger and garlic. Okay? Use a lot of ginger and garlic. And thyme, all right? And for water, get the water out of your system. Use a lot of herbs like sage and stuff like that. Hallelujah. Anybody else?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. My name is Daniel.
Okay, go ahead. How are you?
I'm doing okay by the grace of God.
Praise God.
You've been praying for me, and please continue praying for me.
And yes.
So, okay. I'm still in this fight, but I know this fight, it is not my fight, it is God's fight. And so, like, you know, when you are in love God, then definitely you're going to be persecuted somehow. Because, you know, the devil don't want to see, you know, you giving God the glory. But myself, and I will never step back. I'm going to keep going forward because I desire and to give my God the glory.
Okay.
And so for like, you know, the past couple of times, you know, I went out by the house just checking. And, you know, I had the neighbor, like, you know, they want me to be out of my house, like, just like that. But I've been there 20 years. They only been there for 10 years. So they've been, you know, like, they even removed my trash barrel and put it, like, in the face of the house. Trash you.
Okay, so I'm going to write your name down, Daniel. What I'm going to do, I'm going to continue to pray, Daniel. Okay, alrighty.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to thank you to pray. And there's no weapon that form against you. Isaiah 54:17. Write that down. Write that down. That if they want to call the cops, you know, those people call the cops a lot.
Oh, yes. They did call the cops.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. I see the cops. Get to. All right. That's all right. I don't want to hear. Tell you what. Isaiah 54:17, okay? And just pray in the spirit, okay? I see cops all the time. They want to call cops. Just Isaiah 54:17. Just pray in the spirit, okay? No weapon that form against you shall prosper, right? And every tongue that rise up against you in judgment, even if the cop comes and they don't understand you and they're trying to put stuff on you, let me tell you something. I just tear it up in the spirit, okay? It's like ants' nests, okay? And they're troublemakers, okay? Do you have a lot of Spanish people living around you?
Yes, actually.
Okay, all right. See, all right. No, that's all right. That's okay. Father God, we give you praise and we give you thanks, Father God. We just thank you right now. We just thank you right now, Father God, of whatever has been shown, Father, that you're taking it down in the spirit now and we're tearing it up. Right now, when we drive back, we just drive back those ants' nests right now, and you're set free, okay? You're free, and the insurance is going to come through. You're going to be okay, all right? So I'm thankful for you. All right, so we're not going to call any names on the line. We're not going to call. I'll just verify some stuff, and I'll continue to pray. All right, amen.
Because I see
a lot of stuff, and I don't want to call it out. All right, so I really don't want to do that right now. I really don't want to call it out, but I see it, and I'm praying. I see it, and I'm praying. And what I want you to do, you're a man of the spirit, and you know how to pray. And I don't want you to be complacent. I want you to pray. Okay?
Okay.
Because you know how to pray.
Okay, I will.
So you know how to do warfare. You know how to do warfare. I see you warring with your hands. You fight in the spirit with your two hands, especially the right hand. You use it like a weapon. I see you using your hand like a weapon. So what I want you to do is to use those same motion in the spirit, because what it's actually doing, it is tearing up the enemy's camp. It's like a person in Africa, like when you go and you, you know, like an Apache, you know what I mean? It's a warrior, all right? So you have that warrior type spirit. Amen?
Amen, amen.
So you use that spirit, okay? Anybody else? Anybody else?
Yes.
Anybody else?
I'm Ruth Andrews.
Okay, hey, go ahead. Oh, how you doing, honey?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great. I'm doing great. Praise God. How are you? How are you?
Good. I came a little late. You know, I had kids and everything, family. But don't have much today. I just want to, you know, give praise, honor, and glory to God, you know, just for life, health, and strength for me and my family.
Yeah.
Growing baby, due soon, and
yeah.
Just thanking God. You know, I'm getting better at fasting, getting back to how I need to be fasting. I slacked off for some years, but it's helped me get back to where I need to be. So I'm progressing, but, you know, still working on it. So just thank God for progress on that as well.
I want to tell you something. Everybody, this is my son-in-law right now. And I want to tell you something, honey. God has placed you on this line strategically. Habakkuk 2 is also yours. And what I want you to do, I want you to go onto the holytabernacle.com and I want you to listen to the complete message in its entirety, okay? I want you to listen. And I want you to just to saturate yourself in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Because you cannot run. You can't hide. God is getting ready to change some stuff in your life. And it's going to be for the best. He's going to move you from levels to levels. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. I don't know what's going on. I am praying for your job right now. Okay? There's a situation going on over there, and I'm going to be praying right now. They want you to come into the office right now? They want you to come back in the office?
Not yet. They're trying to hold off as long as they can. My supervisor's trying to, you know, keep us at home. So far, so good. But
so who's pushing her for the people to come into the office?
That would be like the upper management, more towards like VP, CEOs. They would be the ones for that to make that decision. But
okay, all right.
They're still paying like for the building and all that.
Okay, because what I see, they're saying either the people come back in the office, or they really want the people to be back in the office. Okay. So, because of what's going on right now, we're going to pray that the head, the ones that's in the head, that they will change and they will stay off. How about, like, to the next 2 months? Okay? Give you guys some more time that things will just die down, that you guys can go in and feel comfortable in that environment. How about that? So,
yes,
I would say 2 months. So, this is like, say, June. I would say the end of August. Okay. All right. So, we're going to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, your word declare that whatever you reveal, no matter what it is, Father, and you reveal it, you are going to take care of it. You're not a man that you should lie. So, we come to you tonight. You are a revealer. And we believe, Father, what you reveal is going to come to pass. Tonight we come and we stand in the gap. And we believe strategically, Father God, that you are going to close whatever door that needs to be closed. Yes. And open what needs to be open. He wants his family to be whole. And that's what you're all about, Father. You are about family. I do stand in the gap with him tonight. The generation of the righteous is blessed. Let Abaka too be a part of his life. That when he listened to the meeting or the prayer meeting tonight, God, when he listened to it, that you'll be like an awakening in his life. And he will be charged in his atmosphere. Father God, I pray that the rivers of water will run after him and overshadow him and cleanse him from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. And you will put him into strategic places and he will learn to trust you. I thank you, Father. I praise you, Father. This is the day that you will open up the windows of heaven and everything that's hard, every hard thing, you will let it be soft. You will let his heaven be open. Open heaven. Hope in heaven. Hope in heaven. Open, 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 open heaven. Father, we give you praise. And Father, we give you thanks this day. Watch over their family. Watch over his wife and his children, Father. Put him into the place that he needs to be in. Strategically now I pray. In the name that is above, I want you to put your hand on your belly. I want you to put your hand on your belly. And I want you to do it now. And let the fire of the Holy Spirit come in and charge you from the inside out. There it goes. There it goes. There it goes. Fire. 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 Fire of the living God. Come now and touch. In the name that is above every single name. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. And amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I see fire. Oh my God. Not only fire, but I see water. Water running over your house. And when water comes, it cleanses. Water comes to clean. Water represents purity. Water represents tranquility. Water sometimes represents grace. Because sometimes when you're going through some rough water, you need the grace of God to take you through. So when you see water, think about grace sometime. When you see water, think about your tranquility. When you see water, think about your cleansing. When you see water, think about the peace of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Anybody else? Because we don't already gone over 11 minutes of our time. Anybody else?
Yeah, I would like to go on.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I would like pray for concerning my job.
Amen. Amen.
My manager is doing a lot of mischievous things. Out of line, trying to get me fired and doing character assassination. I would like to be prayed for prior concerning my job and for her, for God to take care of the situation.
Yeah. Well, you see, when the enemy comes in of like a flood, the word of God said he'll raise up a standard. So Google that scripture and find it and put it every single place. Put it in your pocketbook. Put it in your wallet. Put it anywhere you want it. Put it on your refrigerator. Put it on your bedroom. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Father God said he will raise up a standard. So right now, wherever you are, I would like for you to take your two hands and just make it like a crisscross and just put it right in front of you. Just put it right in front of you, because I'm doing that right now. And I'm going to pray. That is going to mean that the enemy has been bound. Close your hands. Put it. That means the enemy has been bound. The enemy is tied up. The enemy cannot come in and mess with your finances. You are a tither and you are a giver. You know what I'm saying? Malachi 3, it's your scripture. But you have to also get the other scripture. When the enemy comes in like a flood. So therefore, right now, he is bound. She is bound. Whoever is bound.
Hallelujah.
They're bound. They're tied up. The word of God says grace. I hear the word say grace. Unmerited favor. Unmerited favor. And merited favor. Father God, in the name of Jesus. We come before you right now, Lord God Almighty, and you put your son on the cross for us. The enemy has no power over us. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. You cannot take what God has given. So you are bound. The word of God declare where two or three are gathered, there you are in the midst. He said, whatsoever is bound and ever is bound in heaven. Whatsoever is loosed on earth is loosed in heaven. So Satan, you are bound from all your operation, all your plans. We come against you with the strategic plan of God. And we plead the blood over your lies, your deceit, in the name of Jesus. Deception, spirit of deception, the spirit of deception, deceiving.
Yeah.
Deception, lying, spirit, 16 and 7, one of them is a lying tongue. God hate that.
Shoot.
Touch not the child of God, or the Bible say, touch not his anointed, and do his prophet no harm.
His prophet no harm. Glory
you cannot
God.
Touch.
Glory to God.
You cannot touch. Back up now. The blood of Jesus, you are blood from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. I see him wounded. Blood, I mean wounded like a wounded animal.
Hallelujah.
Wounded. wounded like a wounded animal. So always remember tonight, they are wounded. That's not only one, it's three of them.
Yeah.
It is three. It's not one person. It is three.
Three of them.
Two women and a man. It is three.
Jesus.
Two women and a man. It is bound. They're all wounded. That lying boy is wounded. He's a troublemaker. He is wounded. Lying. And that little girl, she tickled people's ears. That's lying from the pit of hell. Oh, and grandma, she better be calm down and she better go home. Grandma walk and wobble. She shakes. She needs to sit down and calm down and leave people alone. I got grandma. I love grandparents. But sometimes they need to just calm down and behave. Her time has come to stay home. And just stay home and just do what she needs to do. Play whatever she needs to play. Do whatever she needs to do. Do some puzzle or something. But they are wounded. You do not mess with God's children. They need to go home and retire. Go home and retire. So we just retire them in the spirit. How about that? How about that?
Amen.
How about that? Retirement. Oh, glory to God. Retirement.
Amen. In the name of Jesus.
And if you did anything to mess with their mind or they not, repent and ask God for forgiveness. You don't have to tell us what happened. Just say, Father God, when you get off the phone, in the name of Jesus. But they are on retirement. Yes, retirement.
Amen.
Retirement. Oh, what retirement look like? Retirement with a long T. Oh, that means we're going to give you thanks and praise, Lord God Almighty. According to Psalms 150, verse 6, retirement. We calling for the spirit of retiree right now. Retirement. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Retire, 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 retire now.
Amen.
Oh my God, girl, I'm telling, I can't tell you what I see. I'm not gonna tell you what I see. Eh, atoshata ma retirement.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Retirement. Lord God, I'm gonna write down what I see, but I can't tell you. I am a toko yeme. La te kota bimanate.
Jesus.
Retirement. Retirement. You go your bed, say retirement. You get up, you say retirement. You say it seven times a day. Retirement. 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 Seven times. Retirement. Morning, noon, and night. Retirement. Yes. Retiree. Good night and goodbye. Retiree. Good night. Just say good night and goodbye. Retiree. Retirement. Retirement. What does a retired people do? They stay home and go get some other activity. Retirement.
Yeah.
Retire. 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 How about that?
Go home.
Amen.
Retirement. The child of God gotta have some sense and have some backbone. Retirement. How about that?
Retirement.
Retiree. Sit yourself down and don't get up. Retirement. How about that? Retirement. You gonna be retired. Okay, and some of your cronies gonna be fired. Oh, how about that? Speak it out in the atmosphere. Yes. In the atmosphere. In the atmosphere.
Thank you, God.
Trying to be messed with God's people. We ain't got no time. Luke 10:19. Yeah. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy.
Nothing. Nothing. N-O-T-H-I-N-G. Shall by any means hurt you individually. It didn't say us, it says you. Anybody want that scripture, hold on to it and let it be personalized. Oh, yeah. You got some enemies running after you, not need to be retirement on the job? Retirement. Retiree. Go get another job or stay home.
Glory to God.
Them controlling supervisors, those controlling boss, those controlling lying people, those controlling people who don't want to pay their rent, those controlling people who live in the neighborhood and want to act up, those controlling people that can't make me get my sleep, retirement, get another apartment, move out, leave me alone. Oh my God, the neighborhood, goodbye, now I can't retire, you're a man. So I say, that's what I mean.
Get out.
Get out, goodbye.
Name.
Eviction. The judge says we are going to send the sheriff over tomorrow and you going to be gone.
Hallelujah.
Holy Ghost sheriff is on the scene. Oh, about that one. Oh, about that one. Retirement. Father God, we thank you for all retirees. They're going to sit down and yes. They're going to make some cake or whatever they got to do. Like, they're going to do some things to show Father God. Yes, Father God, if they know how to cook food, let them go cook. You know, Father God, let them go do something. I don't care, Father God. This is a sense of humor right now. I'm talking about some curry goat, some rice and peas, some ackee and sausage. Let them go cook. If they, spaghetti. Let them go cook. Bake cake. Let them go do something. It's about time for some kind of retirement. Retirement. Make some nationality dishes. Wherever they from, go make their dishes. Retirement. Enough is enough. Anybody have any kind of assignment on you? People put some kind of assignment on you. They better watch themselves because it's going to turn right back on them. Resignment. Some resign. It's going to be resigned. It's going to be resigned. Cut it out now. Cut it out. 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 Anybody have no time for no foolishness? Cut it out. We are kingdom builders. We are called, anointed, and appointed for such a time like this. We are in charge of this place, okay? The Father said he gonna give us the keys. We are in charge, whether you like it or not. We are in charge. How about that? Take that one to the bank. Yes, yes, yes. Retirement. Look, no. I don't want to make too much noise. I got to go. I'll tell you what. God is good. God is great.
All the time.
I don't serve no duppy. I don't serve no monkey. I don't serve no cheetah. I serve me a God that's more than enough. And he is powerful and he ain't sleeping.
Amen.
My God do not spend no time sleeping. My God is awake. And his eyes go to and fro. The Holy Ghost is here. I don't know about you, but my God ain't dead. He's alive. And I'm in charge of the situation. How about that? I am bold, courageous, and I am beautiful. You don't like it? That's too bad. I'm in charge of you. I speak to every demonic force and source. And I let them know they got to back up and they got to flee. Okay? They got to go. All right? When they come into my camp, I'm in charge of my camp. I'm in charge of my area. Okay? You don't come into my area and give me no kind of argument. Because I ain't putting up with nobody in their argument. Understand me? I'm in charge of the situation. He said, I give you the keys. I give you the keys. Okay?
Yeah.
I give you the keys to my kingdom. And in my kingdom, no demon can come in my kingdom. So therefore, I am free. I am free to kick them out and run them out and tell them retirement.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay? And like they say in Jamaica, I ain't talking with no water in my mouth. I'm speaking with the word of God.
Jesus.
Okay? What did... What did that man did with Saul? I come to you in the power of the Holy Ghost, he was trying to tell him. And David took down a big old giant. Okay? We are in charge of the situation. And who don't like it, that's too bad. Too bad. Too bad. We are here to do damage to the kingdom. Yes. We are here to do damage to the satanic kingdom. We are here to take witchcraft down. We are here to take any kind of spirits down. You know why? Because we are spirits. God said we are spirits according to Thessalonians. And we live in a body. The Holy Spirit lives and reigns inside of us. And we go to him and he shows us things to come.
Yeah.
We are armed and dangerous. I don't know about you. But I am armed and I am dangerous. And ain't no demon in hell messing me and get away with it. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you. I am here to tell you. I am created. I am created for such a time like this. And when I show up, and if they did, they either got to shake up or shut up. And I'm saying right now, I am in your camp and you are retired. How about that?
Amen.
Yes. Let's bow our heads because I got to go to my bed.
God.
The Father said tonight was going to be a night of prophetic. You could go back and you could listen to this tape over and 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 over again. TheHolyTabernacle.com. Go over to the side where it says audio. Click on the audio and listen to it. And whatever you got to do, trust God and live. Be like the Rasta man in Jamaica. And say, he ever live, okay? We are ever living in the spirit. Tonight, I want to thank you for being on the call. Tonight, I want to thank you for being charged. And to come align. And to make a declaration. To say you are in charge of your situation. And the enemy is not in charge of you. How about that? Yes. Let's bow our heads and let's declare that we are in charge of our situation. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because God sent his son and he gave us information that we don't know about. And we are armed and dangerous. Yes, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are in charge of every single situation. And we are not fooled by the enemy and his devices. We are not scared of nothing. We are bold. We know who we are. We know that we were left back here to get the job done. And we move strategically in your presence. And in your presence, there is joy. There is no confusion. In your presence as we bow. In your presence as we bow. Let everything that have breath praise your holy name. Father, this week, we thank you. This week, we give you praise. And until we meet again, we know that we are in charge of our situation. Why? Because you did it for us long time ago, 2,000 years ago. And all we have to do is to show up and get the job done. Father, we thank you this day. I thank you, Father God, for using my mouth. I thank you, Father God, for living and reigning inside of me. I thank you, Father God, that you will just speak through me. You will speak through the family that you have on the line and every single person that come in contact with you, that you'll use them, Father. And you'll minister through them, that lives will know that they are your children. And they belong to you. Heavenly Father, I thank you. Heavenly Father, I praise you. Heavenly Father, I worship you. I give you now the highest praise.
Give us glory.
Yes. 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 Well, my darlings, I want to thank you all for being on the call tonight. God is good. God is good, and he's great. I love you guys. I love you. We're having the next fast. We're having the next fast coming up very soon, and it's going to be on supernatural finances. So, and I believe it's going to be powerful. I will send out the information to the Warriors when I get ready. And I think we're going to have it like sometime in July. So I love you guys, and I'll keep in touch.
Love you too.
Yes, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Good night, all.
Good night, honey. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good night, my sweetie. God bless you, honeys.
Good night. Good night.